Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, the place for everything you need to know to grow your cleaning company. If you love the show, and I know you do, be a pal, tell a friend, or a little piece of me dies inside. Today, we are talking with Cherry Dairy Berry, not making it up, that's a real honest-to-goodness name, from Compass Cleaning Solutions. Good thing I don't get paid to talk for a living. Cherry started in 2004, and they've grown to 15 internal employees and 93 franchises in Arizona as of this recording. If and when you want to reach out to Cherry and her team, you can get a hold of them at www.compassphoenix.com. Cherry, say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hi, Cleaning Nation. It really is my name.
More impressive is it's not your maiden name. You married it. You found a Mr. Dairyberry to marry.
I did it willingly. Yeah.
So I'll absolutely let you kind of introduce yourself and tell everyone about your story, but I got to tell them how we met. I had, it was so funny. I've actually periodically speak, you know, in front of these people, those people, you know, sometimes it's 20, sometimes it's 100, who knows. And I'll go, you know, oftentimes kind of around, you know, the nation and talk wherever. So I had a little event in my own backyard here in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm thinking, wow, I'll have like, you know, 20 or 30 people. We'll do a little lunch and learn. I'll give a presentation. Life will be great. It's right in my backyard. Shouldn't be a big deal. And we had, I think, 17 people RSVP to show up. And three actually showed up, and the lovely Cherry Dairyberry was the first one there, ready to go, took notes, was my absolute hero, and ever since, I feel like, you know, we're now best friends forever.
How can I turn down a free lunch, Mike?
14 other people did that said they were coming, so I don't know, sister. You tell me.
I mean, I don't know. I just thought a free lunch sounded fun.
And you know what? I think for the four or five of us, we that were there, I had a blast. It was actually awesome. And for the 14 of you that didn't show
really
up.
It was really fun.
Yeah, but I think we just sat down and chatted.
Let's do it
and,
again. When's my next free lunch?
Yeah, the other part of the story, I was actually short a guest and called Cherry last minute, like, Cherry, please help me. I know it's like zero notice. Will you help me? And she was kind enough to do so. So as promised, off air, I'm recommitting on air in front of God and everybody, Cleaning Nation. The Campions will be taking the Dairyberries out to dinner in Phoenix, anywhere they're like, upon request. You just say when and where, sister, and we're there.
That sounds good. Thank you.
My pleasure. And now that the Dairyberry Campion Love Fest is over, and let's talk about something Cleaning Nation might be interested in. tell us a little bit. That's a huge thing. In the last 10 years, you've kind of grown to a pretty substantial company here. Tell us how you know, just give us a little background of that story.
Well, we started in 2004. We didn't really know what we were doing. So I always tell people, if it can be done wrong and you learn from your mistakes, we're a good example of that. So we're a franchise-based company. We don't speak Spanish, and we're in Phoenix. So we had to figure out how to build systems that cross language barriers and cultural barriers. So that was probably the biggest thing we did. But then a couple of years ago, we decided to get really serious about this, and we worked really hard on our purpose, our values, and our mission. And we put in our strategic planning process in place, and that's what turned everything around.
That is a great story, and I can vouch. Cherry and I did a coaching session, and I was really impressed with how you had a lot of the foundational stuff that cleaners just like, you know, we got out there, we started humping, we sold some jobs, we hired some people, and just kind of seat of our pants, we've been doing the best we can and just doing it. And you are one of the few people I've met outside of the clean or inside of the cleaning world, I should say, that really has the focus and the time to say, you know what, our foundation, our values, our mission, that's important. We're going to start there and build on top of that. So kudos to you.
Thank you. It's really been a big asset for us.
Yeah. So real quick, before we go on to kind of the whatever coaching you want today, tell us about how you did that, because that's not a natural thing. Did you kind of learn that outside of the cleaning industry and bring it in, or what kind of separated you from the rest that just work?
We went to a seminar, I guess is the best way to put it, put on by a local company here in town called Infusionsoft. And it's a 3-day event, and you go through the whole process with their senior executive level team. And they had never worked with a cleaning company before. They had not worked with one that sold franchises. So we kind of threw them for a loop. It took us months to come up with the purpose. And then we went through, we created all of our values, and then we came up with the mission. And the mission is, in our case, it's we decided we wanted to have, it's kind of like a BHAG, you know, your big, hairy, audacious goal.
Yeah, absolutely. Burn harness.
We decided that we were going to have our mission that would go out to 2020. And it was something that if you looked at us today, you would go, there's no way they can do that. So that's our mission.
So. Well, for the record, I would never look at you. I would never say there's no way you can do it. After knowing you, I would never that. I don't want to be on the losing side of that bet, so I'd keep that to myself. Just for the record.
Thank you.
All right.
Then
cool.
Then they taught us how to do all of the strategic planning. You know, the quarter by quarter, by year by year by year, so you can reach your mission.
Which is really cool.
So we had help along the way.
I love that you got coaching and said, hey, I there's things I'm good at and things I need help with, and got the help. And I love that Infusionsoft, I've been a client of theirs, gosh, for over a decade now. And I didn't know that they did all that kind of strategic background foundational stuff. That's awesome that they don't just help, you know, kind of with messaging and communicating with your clients, but they actually helped with the where, mm-hmm. and the why and the foundation.
Yeah, and we're still working with them. So, you know, you tweak it every year as you go along. You learn a little bit more.
Yeah, it's been fun watching them kind of grow up from a little company to a big company. So there's your free Infusionsoft plug. What's that?
Yeah. They're a huge company now,
in my opinion. Yeah, not even big. They're massive.
But, I mean, if I called up any senior exec today, they would answer my phone call. How cool is that?
Well, that's really just because you're a big deal more than anything, Cherry. Come on, let's be honest.
No, I think it's because my name rhymes.
It certainly doesn't hurt. Of all my clients, you're the one that you're the one I'll never forget. Like it or not, Cherry Dairyberry. Okay, perfect. So let's go into coaching. What one thing can I help you with to grow your cleaning company today?
I would love some feedback on this 2016 initiative we've got going. So it dawned on me a couple months ago that we are a woman-owned business. And we're SBE DBE certified, and we actually have something that we can offer. So we set a goal that we want to help 50 women this next year open up their own commercial cleaning business. So
wow.
And most of them, so yeah, that's our big 2016 goal. So we've been working on that, and it's really pretty darn exciting because I think we bring a lot of things to the table that if you just wake up tomorrow and you want to go, I want to start a cleaning company, but you have no idea how to do that. So we bring all the systems and the processes and everything else. And so we're trying to reach out to the Hispanic community because we are in Phoenix. And here's what we've done so far. I've talked to the Better Business Bureau. They're behind it. I've talked to the Arizona Hispanic Chamber. They're behind it. But I'm trying to figure out how to get the word out into the community. We've been on the radio 2 times in December talking about this in Spanish, which is difficult for me since I don't speak Spanish.
So how did you pull that off?
Because we work with a radio station that I have everyone on my staff speaks Spanish except for me. So we everything we do is in 2 languages. So it wasn't too weird. But what we're thinking about doing, and this is where I'd like some feedback, we want to do flyers. We're going to go to the swap meet. We've already got flyers posted in the grocery stores in town. And what I want to do, though, is have some sort of like an open house or a free seminar of some kind where they come to our office. And if you're interested, you know, we can answer your questions. What I'm really trying to do is to create a community of women who wouldn't have any other avenue to do this. I mean, if you're a professional woman, you have tons of organizations you can get involved with. But if you don't speak English, and you really haven't been to college, you know, what are you going to do? Where are you going to go? So I really want this to be sort of not a support group. It's not that, but it's just a community of women who can help each other. And as these women get started in their business, you know, they can start part-time, and then they make friends, they have support along the way. If they need help, they know who to call. We help them do everything. I mean, they have, you know, we teach business classes. We teach English classes. So I mean, we're going to hold their hand. But I just want to be, I want to get the word out in the community in the best way I can, quickly, so that, because it's a process. So any feedback you can give me on that would be perfect.
Yeah, I would love to. Let me ask you a couple clarifying questions just so I can make sure we're on the right page and I give you feedback appropriate to your goal. So I heard a couple things. I heard 50 female franchisees in the year 2016. I love it. And then I heard kind of an emphasis on Hispanic women. Is it 50 women with an emphasis on Hispanic women, or is it 50 Hispanic women?
Well, in my world, 95% of our franchise owners are Hispanic and speak Spanish. So it doesn't have to necessarily be Hispanic, but that's just the market we're in, and those are the women who come to us. Today, 50% of our franchise owners are women, and they're Hispanic.
So the first piece I've got is a bit of coaching and feedback. First of all, encouragement and coaching. The encouragement piece of it is in Cleaning Nation, don't miss this. I love the specificity. A lot of times I talk with customer or clients that I'm serving and helping, and they say, I want to grow. Well, how? I want to get more clients. Well, how many more clients? And I have to kind of beat them down to a specific number of clients or revenue or profit or exactly what they want. So for Cherry to say, hey, we want more female employees, or we want to help the community, that's not very specific and no one's going to get around that. When you say, we would like to hire or franchise or help or serve 50 women in the year 2016, that's a lot easier to go, wow, that's basically one a week. That's four a month. We can do that. And if you'd be even more specific, and I would encourage you, obviously you're not going to say if there's a non-Hispanic person that wants to be a franchisee that's a good fit, I'm sure you'll take them. But I would encourage you to say that wouldn't be part of the goal. So obviously you're not saying I only want to have 50 new franchisees this year. You're saying I want to have 50 female Hispanic franchisees. And obviously we'll get some other races and other genders in. But as part of that goal, I would be extremely specific. And specificity is key. And I think you're 90% of the way there with the number 50 is an exact number, not a round number. It's round, but it's still specific. I like the female. I would go right for it and just don't say, well, 95% are, so they're probably going to be. I would make that a rule. I'm looking for 50 Hispanic female business owners that we're gonna change their lives this year. And, you know, for male Caucasian people, that's fine. We still have a home for you. We're still going to help, but that's not part of the goal. So the first encouragement / coaching would be specific, specific, specific. The second piece, and it sounds like you really have a great start at this, so I just want to encourage you to continue down that road, and this is, again, with specificity, is a lot of times people don't understand their niche. So most of the time we talk about it with customers in terms of, well, who do you serve? And they'll say something like, well, I serve commercial. That's not a niche. That's not specific. You got to bring it down to, I serve, you know, warehouses between 20,000 square feet and 100,000 square feet that need cleaning five times a week at the very minimum and a day porter. That's specific. So the benefit, and you've got that, Cherry, is, you know, 50 is a good number. Females, that's somewhat specific, but it still only cuts out half the population. Hispanic females, that's better. I might even go so far as to say non-English speaking or non-college educated, non-English speaking Hispanic females. That's a very specific target market. Two things happen, or a lot of things happen, but two specific things happen that I want to highlight and kind of help you know, encourage you to get the power out of. One, it sounds like you're already leveraging in terms of those groups will come around, right? You said you weren't just partnering with the Chamber of Commerce, you're partnering with the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. So now you can kind of get Hispanic groups to come around you, women's group to come around you. There's power in that. And then the second benefit is once you know very specifically who you're targeting, it's easy to find out where they hang out. If you say, well, we want business owners, well, shoot, they could hang out in a million different places. If you say, well, I want female business owners, all right, they hang out in more specific, easier to find places. You start saying Hispanic female business owners that don't speak English, man, those people really congregate quite nicely, probably around certain magazines, certain, you know, you find, I don't know if there are any, I'm sure there are,
right.
You know, or in Spanish magazines for women business owners, man, maybe that's a small population, but those, your 50 ladies probably all read that magazine. So that would be a huge, that's where I'd go. So first and foremost, I would be very specific on what you want, on who you want. That will give you the freedom to know exactly where those people hang out, not generally, because I think, man, female, entrepreneurial, Hispanic people in the greater Phoenix area, that's so specific. You should really be able to find out, you know, either by a list or just find a magazine that's already congregated them, or a group, or start a group. You know, that might be one of the first ideas I would do, is start a, you know, kind of, especially if you're already working with the chamber, start a subgroup of, hey, we get together, and this is for any entrepreneurial women that are Hispanic in the greater Phoenix area. And, man, that would be your prime target market there. That would be the first thing. Actually, that'd be the second thing. First thing I'd be is, you probably got some fantastic female Hispanic franchisees now, correct?
We do.
So I would absolutely,
and they've all volunteered to help me do this too.
Perfect. That's
they
exact,
could be.
Go ahead.
Yeah, they can partner up with the new ones and mentor them, and, you know, be their friend along the way.
Well, and I've always found, for me, my best, and I know these aren't employees for you, they're franchisees, but you have employees, so you know this to be true, I'm sure. My best the quality people tend to hang out with quality people. So I would go to my top 10 or 15 female Hispanic franchisees and say, hey, we want to double the kind of caliber ladies that you have. And I would put together kind of a whole year-long deal and maybe make some fantastic prizes where, hey, if you recommend us a franchisee that ends up coming, that's a, you know, $1,000 or $5,000 or whatever appropriate dollar amount gift that we're going to have. And the person that recommends the most franchisees, we're going to send you and all the franchisees that you recommend on a cruise at the end of the year, and kind of have a, I mean, I'm just throwing out, you know, ideas. It doesn't have to be exactly that. But the key being, every month you track it. I don't know if all 93 of your franchisees ever get together monthly. They should. That would be a great time to get people up and say, hey, welcome, you know, Rosa, this is our new franchisee, and the person that recommended her, this is her. Everybody gets an award. There's lots of clapping. There's lots of recognition. There's lots of excitement. You do that every month, and then every month you're kind of tracking with, hey, this person's in first place. They've gotten two recommendations and no one else has gotten any. They're going to do it. So I would kind of create an event where the people that I've got are referring their friends, because I find they tend to hang out together, and I'd make a big deal about it. I'd have prizes. So if you get referred as a franchisee by someone that's already a franchisee, you both get some sort of gift or special treatment. And just like you said, if they're already on board with, hey, let me coach, let me mentor, take it a step further and say, why don't you bring me the lady that you think is most qualified to be coached and mentored, and let's get her on board. Is that, do you have any of that going on yet?
We do have a referral program in place. But I do like the idea of having a big event where we can all talk to each other, have some fun, and, you know, recognize each other.
Yeah, and that would be
a really good idea.
Yeah, and I talk a lot about this with my private coaching clients. I love the idea of events for a lot of different things. So I've always been a fan of at least a monthly event for especially in the cleaning industry. I feel a lot of times the community that we build is so powerful. And Cherry, that's one of the things I've admired about you, as you do that. I feel like a lot of these people, what I hear you saying is, they're kind of marginalized. They don't have a lot of opportunity. And you're providing that for them, which I love. One of the things that we can all do, even if we're not franchisees like Cherry, is a lot of these people, white, black, Hispanic, man, woman, they don't get a lot of appreciation in their lives. They've had one crappy $10 hour job after another. And for the owner of the company to come up to them, look them right in the eyeballs and say, I appreciate you. I'm not just the work that you do, you as a human being a part of our team, it makes me smile when I see your face in our building. I'm so glad that you're here. That kind of stuff, can happen day to day, but you do it in front of everybody. Hey, John, come up here. John, get up here. He comes on stage. All the other employees are looking at him. Their friends, their family are all there. I put my arm around John on stage, looking down at everybody going, guys, this is John. I just want you to know how much we appreciate him. And then give him an award, whether it be for most days showed up on time, for most bringing in referrals of company or of customers or franchisees or whatever. So I love the monthly get together for recognition, which they might not get anywhere else in their lives, for, you know, little bonuses, or John or Susan or whoever's been here for a month, for 90 days, for a year. So I think that's a really good opportunity to A, have a bunch of fun, B, make your people feel special, and C, kind of build that community. And in this instance, if you started doing that, that would be a great time to every month highlight, here's where we're at with our goal, people. And again, not just for the franchisees, but internally, we need to be at, you know, this is the sixth week and we've only got four female Hispanic franchisees. We're two behind. What are we going to do to go? I think tracking it is the first kind of step, and building a community around it second.
Yeah, I hadn't gotten that far in my head yet. I have a question for you. On these monthly meetings, do I invite just the women, or do I invite everybody?
So that would be I'll kind of give you the quickest answer I can, because we're running out of time, and that would be an offline conversation. But the general answer is, you kind of got to be specific in terms of what the meetings are going to be. So one way to do it, there's a lot of ways to skin this cat, is maybe quarterly, their client appreciation meetings. So my 15 internal employees are always invited, as are their families. And then you're going to kind of want to pick a theme every month, in terms of, you know, this month maybe we're going to focus on our franchisees, this month maybe it's going to be vendors, this month maybe it's going to be customers. If you're a smaller organization, you might invite everybody every month. You kind of have to take a strategic purpose of, okay, what's our initiative this year? So not always, but for you, for this year, I would probably invite all 93 franchisees, all 15 of your employees, all their family, and make probably a big focus of each meeting your goal of the 50 women. So that's not for every year, but because that's your goal this year, yeah, I would probably invite all 93 ladies, because I really think you'll probably get half, if not a third, if not a half, of your 50 women from the group of the probably 50 women you've got now amongst your franchisees.
Okay, that's a good idea. I'll do that.
All right, fantastic. I could rant forever, but I want to make sure that we hit the lightning round, because I'm dying to hear your three answers, because I know that you're going to do great. First question, what's the best piece of advice that you've ever received?
About anything, or just cleaning?
Anything. Business, personal, cleaning, anything.
Let's see. The best piece of advice I ever had was probably from my parents, and it's to live your life with integrity and ethics and believe in God.
Couldn't say it better myself, and I think that is absolutely applicable inside of cleaning, outside of cleaning, inside of business, outside of business. Question two, what's the biggest, and I'm dying to hear this from you because I know you've made a ton and you own right up, what's the biggest mistake you've ever made in the cleaning business that we as Cleaning Nation can learn and maybe save ourselves some steps?
I'll credit this to Infusionsoft. Because I am a mom and a grandmother now, I kind of get caught up in people's problems, and then I don't move fast enough. So my biggest mistake I made is I keep people on for too long. I need to fire faster.
Man, I wish I could say I didn't know anything about that, but I always preach hire slow, fire fast,
you know,
and I do the opposite.
We get so caught up in helping and taking care of people that then we lose sight of what our real purpose and goal is.
I constantly share with with my clients. I tell them, I don't know how many people I've let go, probably 100, probably more, and zero of those people have I ever said, you know what, I wish I would have done that slower. I should have waited. You know, I should have given them another month. And probably 80%, I say, good Lord, why? You know, the next day, I'm like, why didn't I do that faster? So you think we learned, but yeah.
Why is that? That's my biggest mistake.
So
I'm trying to work on that.
I guess one of the advice would be listen to what we already know, right? We know so much stuff, we just don't do it. Okay, number three, the number one most actionable item owners of cleaning companies can put into practice today to most drastically improve their lives and or their businesses.
That's easy for me. You need to have a purpose, and you need to have a mission, and you need to have your values in place, and you not just up on the wall. You need to talk about your values, live your values, reward your values when people do them and you live them out. So good. If you don't have your purpose, values, and missions, then you're going nowhere fast.
Man, this sounds like the female, better-looking, better-spoken version of me. I couldn't said it better myself, Cherry. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion and your desire to grow.
You're so complimentary, Mike. Thank you. You made my day.
Sister, I call them like I see them. That's how it is. I really appreciate you, Cherry. Right. Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you
want
to, hold on. I'm pitching your place, telling you where to go. If you want to check out Cherry's show notes page and discover everything you need to know to grow your cleaning company, get hooked up with her, find out how she's doing on her quest for 50 women, go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com. We'll have her page. You can leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.